Sure, we all have preferences in what we're initially attracted to in a partner. And yeah, someone that dresses nice and has nice things and takes care of them is very attractive. And yes, someone's ability to be established and take care of themselves financially is definitely a green flag. But how much of what we prefer is materialistic versus the morals and values a person holds? Hello, beautiful people of the interwebs. Welcome back to Donations. Thank you for pressing play today and joining me. I'm your host, Donovan. And today, I just want to focus on all the things that are within our control and push aside the things that aren't. I think it can sometimes be so easy to get caught up in the what ifs that we forget to look at the what is, especially with how things are in the world today. I think that's such a grown-up thing to say, with how things are in the world today. Maybe it's because I've been around long enough to see just how often and how quickly things change. I feel like I have a much wider grasp now on the kinds of things that happen outside of our childhood homes or our childhood bedrooms. But at the same time, I feel like life still has this uncanny way of surprising me and hitting my most vulnerable spots when I'm expecting it the least. It's like when it hits me in the spot I was least concerned with and teaches me a lesson I didn't know I needed to learn. I feel like, or at least I think, that that's the case for a lot of us, if not all of us. So with that in mind, if you do anything today, just remember to take a deep breath and remind yourself that we're all on this journey together. Because without that reminder, we can sometimes forget that we're all just trying to look like we have everything figured out, but honestly, we most likely don't. I mean, I don't know about you, but I know I for sure don't. To be honest, I think it'd be impossible to say anyone has absolutely everything figured out. But yeah, I do think it's possible that we're all facing the same kind of worries and stresses. One of the more prominent stresses I experienced this past week was when I accidentally deleted a podcast episode from the donations directory and lost the stats and download data it had gained over like the past 3 weeks. And when it feels like download numbers or listener numbers are what people are looking at the most these days to determine whether something is worth their time or not, accidentally deleting this episode felt like a giant step back. Luckily, though, it wasn't long before the episode was back up and in its original place. But when all those thoughts about numbers were weighing me down in that moment, it really got me thinking. Most of us have an online presence, right? We're all posting photos and videos and reels and TikToks and just trying to get a like and maybe a couple of followers. Or find some friends that share the same outlook on life. And I'm not going to lie, it's really discouraging to see posts or videos with so much intrinsic value be pushed aside because the one who posted doesn't have the huge following, maybe, or simply because the post itself doesn't have the high number of likes that we associate with the sexy or funny videos that we think are worth liking and favoriting. So I say all of that to say, please don't hesitate to spread some kindness and some love when you see someone putting themselves out there. Cheer whoever it is on and don't think it's uncool or beneath you to share some love with them. And I do not say that just because I'm posting all those things on social media too, but because really we're all just trying to leave something lasting behind, and we're all just trying to do our best and find purpose in each day. And even if you're not posting on social media, then you're at least trying to do a good job, right? And you're giving honest, intentional effort in whatever it is you're doing. Trying to find purpose in each day and just trying to be appreciated for your efforts. And I think that is so commendable. We can get caught up looking at follower count or how many likes someone has, or even the way someone dresses, or the kind of house they live in, or what they drive. All external things, but all things society has convinced us are signs of status. And it can really mess with our heads and cause us to look at someone who has all those things and say, oh, maybe I don't fit in, or I don't measure up like I thought I did. Maybe I'm just not enough because I don't have those things. Or on the opposite end of that, we could have all those things and maybe find that we lean on them a little too much because, like I said, society says that those are the things that matter most and heighten our status. When I was growing up, my grandparents had this little 1992 Honda Accord. And it wasn't the flashiest of cars, but it was clean and well taken care of and had these blue corduroy-like seats and blue carpet and a blue exterior. And it was exactly what you'd expect a car from the early 90s to look like. Now, I don't care what you say, it was a Honda, and so that automatically makes it a classic and extremely dependable. My grandparents had that car the entire time I was growing up, and it served them incredibly well. But eventually, they set it aside for a newer car. And I'm not really sure how the conversation started, but my grandpa and my dad and I started talking about maybe me taking the Honda on as my own, since I was about to be a senior in high school at the time and would definitely need a way to get around. So eventually, I became the Honda's new owner. And when I tell you, I wasn't even thinking about how old the car was or whether it was outdated or not. I mean that. Now, I don't know if that's the case for everyone at that age, but I had my license, I had my keys, and the stereo system still worked. So as far as I was concerned, I was set to conquer my senior year. And speaking of senior year, I feel like high school is, in a sense, one of the first proving grounds we're exposed to when it comes to establishing status. It seems like it was all about what you had or didn't have, and how on the first day of school, it was all about who is wearing the newest trends or who isn't, and who's got the whitest, cleanest shoes and the biggest designer bag, because we all know the bigger the designer bag, the more space you took up, physically and figuratively. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to look and feel good. And I know plenty of parents that have the purest intentions to send their kids off in the best shape possible, ensuring that they look and feel good. But it felt like once the bell rang, those external things were what determined whether we fit in or whether we were seen as someone with value. And after constantly being in that kind of environment, within the school walls for a handful of years, it's really no wonder it becomes almost ingrained in us that external things hold more value and grant more status. And I'm not gonna lie, I sometimes fed into that mentality, but when it came to my little Honda and whether it was new or old or cool or wasn't cool, I didn't care. All I cared about was that Blueberry was mine. And it felt like this new part of the world suddenly opened up because I had a car now. I was going places. Blueberry, by the way, is the name my friend and I gave to my little Honda, and it just stuck. And pretty soon, everyone was referring to it as Blueberry. And I'm not kidding. Just the other day, I was catching up with an old friend from high school, and one of the first things he asked me about was good old Blueberry. And it made me melt a little bit to hear that someone else remembers it as much as I do. The same friend who helped me name the car was the same friend that took a shoe polish marker to the back window, and in every inch of space possible, she wrote, "I do what I want." And I never washed it off. It stayed on there for months. And anytime anyone would see a little blue car on the street with "I do what I want" written on the back, they knew it was me. That little car was at the center of everything for me. It was my ticket to and from Friday night hangouts after the football games. Shout out to the Drumline Hangouts and our special version of Truth or Dare. And that little car was the reason my friends and I got to eat at the good restaurants for lunch and not just at whatever restaurant was nearby, because that was our only option. And Blueberry was the space for countless group selfies and late night venting sessions and sing-alongs and like a million sunset drives. The car was on the smaller side, to be honest, but when I think back on it, it feels like it was so much bigger on the inside, because I'm telling you, it was so full of life and it poured life into me. Sadly, though, my time with good old Blueberry didn't last forever, and we eventually parted ways a couple of months after I graduated. I feel bad saying it, but I completely, well, almost completely forgot about Blueberry for a minute when my brand new black Mustang entered the picture. My parents and I had made a deal at some point in my high school years that if I did my best and graduated and made them proud and all that good kid stuff, then they would maybe help me get the car of my choice. And I was blessed enough to see all of that through, so there I went, driving my new car off the lot and almost immediately adopting this upgraded mentality. I felt like the coolest kid on the block, and you couldn't convince me otherwise. And because I couldn't be convinced otherwise, I naturally started to lean on that upgraded mentality a little too much. I was riding around town more concerned with what myself and this car appeared to be, rather than where it was taking me, or who I was riding with, or what kind of memories we were making. Of course, because of how life works, we don't really notice things like that, right? Until we're forced to take a step back and take a look in the mirror. I wasn't able to see, or maybe just wasn't as self-aware or concerned with how much of a contrast it had become between driving this Mustang and driving Blueberry. If Blueberry was all about throwing up a middle finger and "I do what I want" and ignoring what anyone else thinks, then my black Mustang was really just about looking cool, which doesn't really hold much, if any, weight. It was like I expected my value to immediately increase in whatever room or party or hangout I walked into because I was driving this car. But in all honesty, there were plenty of instances where I was met with the feeling of rejection and indifference when I was expecting to be met with acceptance and excitement because of what I was driving and what it must mean for my status. Now, I even remember this one time when there was this one specific person I was trying to impress and romance around this time, and I remember walking out of the movies on a date we were on when he ran into his uncle in the parking lot, and his uncle had just bought a brand new Dodge Challenger, and my date could not have been more excited about it and rushed to take a look inside of the car. He turned to me and he was like, "It's nice, right?" And I agreed, because hell yeah, that car was nice. But really, all I was focused on was making sure my excitement matched his on the outside, because on the inside, boy, there was a war going on. I was like, why haven't you been this excited about what kind of car I have? And why do you see so much value in his car and not in mine? And all that stuff, because we're human, right? And sometimes we can feel like that. And speaking of dates, I think it's easy too sometimes to see materialistic things and what they must mean for someone's status as indicators for someone's ability to love and care and respect us and to essentially provide for us. How many times have you heard someone say, oh, but he runs his own business, or she makes a lot of money. And that suddenly means they're at the top of the eligibility list when it comes to who you should give your time to. And how many times have we, or someone we know, looked past all the red flags because of those very phrases? Sure, we all have preferences in what we're initially attracted to in a partner. And yeah, someone that dresses nice and has nice things and takes care of them is very attractive. And yes, someone's ability to be established and take care of themselves financially is definitely a green flag. But how much of what we prefer is materialistic versus the morals and values a person holds? And whether or not they'll still choose us and the relationship at the end of the day? And what about the times we meet someone great and exciting and respectful and loyal that happens to not have all the nice things or finds themselves in a period in life where they're having to make some compromises and go without for a little bit? And how we've weighed everything on those external things, going as far as hesitating to mention them to our friends. Or we might not bring them around the group hangouts just yet, or we hesitate on how much we say about this person because we're afraid or we assume our friends might prejudge them for something they do or don't have. When in reality, we're just stifling the relationship ourselves because we get caught up in this status mentality and we're allowing external things to matter so much instead of focusing on the person they are and how they make us feel and treat us. And allowing morals and principles to determine whether we introduce them to the circle of friends or see the relationship through to the next step. I was very much caught up in the external status, materialistic mindset back at the time that I had gotten my Mustang. And so I assumed my date would surely see plenty of value in me because of it. But honestly, looking back, I'm glad he never said a thing about the car or brought any attention to it. Don't get me wrong, I absolutely loved my Mustang, but obviously I went about it all wrong. I tried to turn it into something it wasn't, and I tried to let it speak for me. I let it speak to my value rather than the other way around, and I should have never gone about it that way. I minimized all that I was into this two-door car during a time, especially a time that was so imperative for me to know that there was so much more to me as a person than what material things I did or didn't have. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having nice things. A car, a home, clothes, jewelry, bags, whatever it is. But to think that having anything materialistic or external automatically levels up our status is basically attaching our value to whatever that thing is. And those things can break or bend or tear, and those are the things we should never let happen to our value as people. Is a new car or a new home or any of those material things something to be proud of? Absolutely. But to lean on them like they're the foundation of who we are is absolutely the wrong way to go about it. But I get it. I know what it feels like when we see people close to us or someone we know or even strangers celebrating or showing off their new home or new car or any of those things that society says raises our status, and we all of a sudden question if we're doing enough in our own lives because we don't have something new to celebrate or show off. And maybe we even question whether someone would even bother to look our way because maybe we don't have those things yet. But trust me when I say, our ability to love and cherish someone does not come from the material things we have or don't have. And honestly, if someone isn't looking our way because of that reason, then good, let them keep looking somewhere else. Because having to show someone I have nice things or I have quote unquote status just so that I exist to them is not a service I want to subscribe to anyway. And look, sure, health and vitality is important. That is a mentality I 100% subscribe to. But a mentality I'm not here for is the idea that someone being ripped or full of muscle and little to no fat guarantees they'll love you better than someone who isn't in the same shape. Luckily, I started to untie my self-worth and value from my Mustang and really started to enjoy the car. and started to build that self-worth and value within myself because of who I am and not because of what I have. And because of what I, as a person, bring to the table, not because of what I drove to get to the restaurant. And that mentality has allowed me to not get caught up in any of the other things society says I need to have or need to be in order to have status. And it's allowed me to check myself when I do get caught up in those things, because I'm human and I slip up sometimes, but that's okay, because without the slip-ups or reality checks, we wouldn't be able to really take a step back or look up and see what direction we're headed. I think we all have our black Mustangs in our lives. The materialistic or external things we think give us value or worth, or that we think are a sign of status or a sign of living an upgraded, better life. Or that we think act as indicators for our ability to be a good partner, or as a sign of someone else's ability to love us the way we deserve. But I think it should be less about allowing external and material things to speak to the person we are, and more about allowing our authenticity and our internal self-awareness and self-value to dictate what table we sit at and who we're with, or who recognizes us when we walk through the door, or what party we attend and whether we're having fun or not, and who loves us and how they treat us, and essentially the kind of life we're living. True worth and value is built on the inside, and your ability to leave a loving and lasting impression wherever you go, and the ability to leave people better than you found them, is what I think real status is. Until the next one, my friends, be careful.